We're going to turn now to Rochelle Riley, a columnist at the Detroit Free Press, for another perspective. She's joining us from Royal Oak, Michigan. Rochelle, welcome. Thanks for speaking with us.
Thank you for having me.
You wrote that you'd hoped there would be no commemoration or acknowledgement of the riots or the rebellion, as Mr. Archer and some others prefer. Why?
I think part of the problem with Detroit is that it has redefined itself. It's redefining itself now, but it has defined itself for decades by its worst moments. And it's very hard to lift yourself up and to participate in a renaissance when you continue to live in the past. So I think that wasn't the best thing for us to do.
And so how do you feel about it now that the week is going forward? And forgive me, I understand that maybe you probably even have mixed feelings about this conversation, because we are, in fact, looking sort of backwards as a way to look forward. But how do you feel about it? Do you feel
that people are
looking forward now?
I'm glad to have an opportunity to talk about what hasn't happened, not after the 1943 race riot and the 1967 civil unrest. We've never had the conversation. Those conversations are happening now. So if there's anything good that will come from all of this discussion, it's that we are discussing. It's been like the Hatfield and the McCoys, this feud that's been lasting so long between the races here, and no one looked up and realized that, you know, it's a different decade. Their children are no longer interested in the fight, and people aren't as different as they thought. So this is a good thing. Last year's World Series, I wrote a column about taking a train sponsored by the team owners from one of the suburbs down to the game, and on board there were three generations of one family: the grandparents, who hadn't been downtown in 20 years, the son and his wife, who hadn't been down in a decade, and the kid with excitement in his eyes who just wanted to see a baseball game. So that's the kind of change that I want to celebrate and look at, and not continue to count the dead from something that was unavoidable but doesn't have to be repeated.
One of the things you think Detroit needs to truly recover from the past? Is it something that has to, I mean, obviously the obvious answer is both and, but what do you think is most important? Is it something that people in Detroit need to do, or are there still external help that's needed either from the state or from the federal government that is needed to move Detroit forward?
Well, Detroit has to first make the decision. Our big obstacle to any kind of progress is education. Our city schools are a mess, and people are not willing to move and bring the tax base and the new blood that we need, because, you know, schools are most important for their children. And that's one of the things that is a problem for companies that want to relocate. Even as we are having this renaissance, and we have done amazing things, we've redeveloped the waterfront into parks and condos, and it was once just cement silos. And what we've got to do is raise the level of education, because when companies come calling, the first thing they want to know is the education level, and then the second thing is the income level of the people within sort of a 5-mile radius of where they would be. And we're still losing residents. Kroger decided not to put any chains in the city, and Farmer Jack just took all of its chains out. So we're the largest city in America without a major food chain.
No national grocery chain operating in the city.
We have two movie theaters. When a rental car company opened a new one 3 years ago, it was big news, press releases. So those are the types of things that are counterbalanced with, again, the waterfront and the renovation of three major hotels, and literally hundreds of lofts being built from the university district where Wayne State University is down to the waterfront. So what we've got to do is make sure that balance continues.
All right, Rochelle, thanks. And I hope you'll come back and speak to us again about what's going on in the Motor City.
Anytime. Thank you, Michelle.
Rochelle Riley is a columnist at the Detroit Free Press. She joined us from Royal Oak, Michigan. Thanks again.